Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for December the 14th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour 2 of 2 in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, it is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. We want to make America moral again. We want to make America great again. We want to make America free again. We want to make America prosperous again. We want to make America, wow, just all kinds of cool things, huh? A lot of work to get that done, though, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen. All right, without further ado, Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome. The good sheriff with us, Sheriff Richard Mack. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Good morning, Sam. Kurt, thanks for having me back. It's a great Friday morning.
Yes, it is. It's great to be alive. And so the questions come up, can the President of the United States read? And I honestly believe that he cannot read. And you can say that I'm crazy.
I think that the man seems to be very educated.
Well, but hold on now. Just because you're educated, that doesn't mean that you can read.
Well.
Just so you know, Sheriff, I can't read either, buddy.
Well, you kind of have a legitimate reason.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm a blind person. And if you put it in Braille, I can read, and I can listen incredibly well, and my retention's pretty good. And okay, all that, I get it. It doesn't mean that I'm not smart. What if Donald Trump has a disability that makes it hard for him to read, too?
Well, I guess that could be.
It just might not be visible, right?
Right.
Now, I'm going to take you back to a historical reality that we face. Did you know that there was a president that was in a wheelchair?
Well, FDR was for a while.
And no one knew about it, right? At the time, it was covered up.
I didn't know it was hidden, but I'm sure he...
There was a deal to have the network TV people never put him on camera when he was in the wheelchair. You know,
Agreement. I think that's wrong. What's wrong with a president that maybe needs a wheelchair? Doesn't mean he's not intelligent. Doesn't mean... Okay, where's the diversity? Where are all the diversity people coming out, Sheriff?
Well, the governor of Texas is confined to a wheelchair, and I don't think anybody cares.
Well, I think that's good, and maybe we're making progress in our society, to my point. But I think that Donald Trump struggles to read, and I don't know if it's partly that he needs glasses and he doesn't want to wear glasses in public, and that's the problem. I don't know if he has some mental disability or some, you know, reading disability that's the problem. I don't know. But I'm telling you, there's a video out now where it's pretty obvious the president struggles to read. Okay, Donald Trump and Barack Hussein Obama are opposites completely. Barack Obama can't even hardly talk without a teleprompter. You've seen that, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Well, Donald's the opposite. When he has a teleprompter, he can't talk. He's got to throw that sucker away.
Well, I guess that's why he does everything from the heart and he doesn't use teleprompter.
Yeah, no, I'm not attacking the president over this. By the way, there are comedians and there are folks in the mainstream press and there are the extreme left that are using this to attack President Trump. And I'm not, but I am acknowledging a truth that I'm saying, what's wrong with diversity? What's wrong with, the First Lady has a no bully campaign called Be Best, and I commend her for it, by the way. Yeah. Why can't we acknowledge that the president may not be perfect? You know, why don't we put Sam Bushman, Ben Carson, and Donald Trump on the campaign trail together, and we could say, you know what, whether you're blind, if you're blind or deaf or what, you can be somebody. If you're black, you can be somebody. If you have trouble reading, you can be somebody. And what if we call it the Be Best campaign and we stop this vitriol and this abuse going into 2020? Pat Buchanan just wrote a piece. He says by spring 2019, our politics will be even more poisonous than it is now. And I look at that and I go, you know what? We have got to stop this somehow.
Well, why does he say spring? I mean, what's so significant about
that? Well, once we get through the the congressional reality and the new Congress takes control and they start impeachment proceedings and start investigating everything. And spring then, when spring springs, then it's time to start for the presidential runs and all that kind of stuff. People start announcing and debates.
I think he's wrong. Hillary said if you'll just get more Democrats in there, then we'll be civil.
Last chance for that. Ocasio-Cortez even stormed into her compatriots. It's like an old faction versus the young faction of the same party. She even, with a bunch of people, stormed into Pelosi's office and made demands.
Well, I think that's a good place for her because I think she and Pelosi are about the dumbest people that we've ever had in Washington, so I think that's a good fit.
Well, it's not a crime to be less, smart, right?
No. They just are. You're right. They kind of epitomize that.
So the headline that Kurt sent me earlier today, the article by Philip Wademan, or Wegman, I guess is how you say it. Anyway, they're saying this about Donald Trump. He's a teetotaling, germaphobe, Twitter hound that can't read and snorts drugs. I kid you not, this is like what the mainstream press is doing, Sheriff.
He snorts drugs?
Well, that's the statement. I don't agree with it. I don't believe it.
Well, that could be true because I know some people who literally will put their aspirin or other legal drugs and powder them, and they take them through the nose. They actually will snort them. I've seen people do that. I've asked them why, and they said it's an immediate reaction. The drugs take effect immediately. You don't have to wait 15, 20 minutes if you swallow them. So I'm not, I bring that up just because I've seen it. I know other people who do it. I've never done it. I don't want to do that. Even when I go swimming and I get water up my nose, it drives me crazy. So I don't want to do that with any foreign substance, with a powder of any kind. But I've seen that, and just in my career and other places, I've seen that. So, if he does that, okay. But now if they're talking about illegal drugs, which Barack Obama used illegal drugs almost his entire life.
And virtually admitted to it, right?
Yeah, he did. It's in his book. He grew up on drugs. So, again, we have another thing where Barack Obama always got a free pass, and, the left calls him the best president perhaps in history. And, I still want to say, quit looking at what the man said and look at what he did. And even some of the things he said could be extremely penetrating.
But just imagine if Donald went on the campaign trail with about 20 of us, and it was called the Be Best campaign, Be Best for 2020. And the idea was, Donald admits that he struggles to read. And you get Melania that speaks, seven languages, but yet maybe she doesn't speak English flawlessly. And you say whether you can't speak English perfectly, whether you can't read, whether you're blind, whether you're...
What is this physical problem that prevents him from reading?
I have no idea. They don't say. All I know is there's a video out, and the mainstream is mocking President Trump over this. And I think it's wrong. I think it's sick and should be stopped. It's one thing to acknowledge a disability. It's another thing to mock one. So they all went after the Donald because he mocked somebody for a disability, supposedly, or whatever. Okay, but when the turnabout's fair play now, okay. So there's a video out that shows President Trump in a variety of situations where he flat out can't read. So he's even sitting there with an attorney, and the attorney says, "Can you read this section in this lease agreement?" And Donald's like, "Well, it's really long." And then they're like, "No, look, just read this part." And they point, this little short part. And anyway, Donald then eventually kind of says, "I don't have my glasses." But you never see him with glasses in public.
No.
Is it a sin to need glasses to read?
Well, let me tell you.
No, of course not.
You said, I really admire him, for one.
I agree.
For setting an example to the country. He doesn't drink. He is a teetotaler. He doesn't smoke, and I admire him for setting that example to our country and to our youth, which Obama didn't do. Obama had...
Well, yeah, remember Obama talking about marijuana and all that.
Oh, yeah, all that. Yeah, he kind of promoted it. He never came out and said, "Don't do this. I shouldn't have done it. I wish I hadn't done it." He never did that. He was a horrible example to our youth. And here Trump is a good
example. Then you got Bill Clinton, you know, besides him. I mean,
well, yeah. Well, boy. Bush admitted using drugs, too. So we good finally point. Have a president that is setting a good example that way. And for somebody to overcome a handicap and be as good a public speaker as he is.
Well, there's no question.
And take all the way to the president of the United States.
Well, and that's why I say this should be a diversity play, a be best play, way to back away from this vitriol and violence and hatred and attacks on every side. And you know what? Can't we just say we are America? You know what? You have Sam Bushman get up and speak as a blind person. You have Ben Carson get up and speak as a black person. You have President
Trump.
I can get
up and speak as a person with heart failure.
Yeah, you know, we could literally do all this stuff. But I'm telling you, I believe Pat Buchanan's right. I believe that the hatred and the violence and the divide will just absolutely continue to explode.
It's time for we the people to throw off such government and establish new guards.
Well, when it comes to the media, I agree with that. When it comes to the real politicians in this country, I think that the American people ought to vote and get that done, but we ought to double down and stop vote fraud, too. Anyway, what's this guy's name, Kurt? Bear? Is that who's in the news?
I think it's Behar.
Behar?
Joy Behar.
Behar. Okay.
Yeah, I guess she's basically saying that anybody who supports President Trump ought to go to jail.
Let's she talk about that.
Orrin Hatch ought to go.
Hold on, let's talk about that. Sam, Kurt, Behar. Wow. Liberty Roundtable, live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, in this video, just to add weight about whether the president can read or not, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is sitting with another attorney, and they're talking about an agreement that's a legal, like a tenant agreement or tenant. What's that called, Kurt? What is an agreement? It's a tenant thing. What do they call that? Sheriff, what do they call that?
A lease?
Yeah, a lease. Okay, I'm sorry. The word just slipped my mind. Anyway, there's a lease agreement. And the other attorney on the other side says, so did you read the document, President Trump? And he said, well, did I read it or sign it? And then they're like, no, read it. And anyway, President Trump says, well, I don't read them, but I've signed a bunch of them. And then they say, well, can you read this section right here? And Trump looks at it and says, well, it's wow, it's long. And they're like, no, just this little part right here. And then, believe it or not, Trump has an attorney with him, and the attorney objects. to Donald reading that little part. I'm telling you, he can't read. So anyway, I don't bring that up to attack the president. I bring that up to defend him and say just because he might have a struggle reading for whatever purpose, whether it's something as simple as he can't read with his glasses, but hey, society won't let him go out in public without or with glasses on or admit that he needs glasses. That's a societal problem. Or maybe he does have a mental disability that makes it difficult to read. I don't know if it's dyslexia, or maybe he can read, but just not very well or very fast, or he can't read out loud for whatever reason. Hey, there's a lot of people in those situations that are incredibly smart, by the way. Let's not insult his intelligence over this, but let's have a society that can acknowledge these things and say, hey, anyway, I digress. I bring it all up because it's important to understand, and the societal politics are getting even worse and worse and worse, and we got to do something to disrupt it. Donald's been the great, in my opinion, disruptor so far, and he needs to come out and really promote be best and stick with his wife and talk about humility and diversity a bit and back off the ratcheting up of rhetoric. I'm telling you that right now. Anyway, this Behar, or Behar, B-E-H-A-R. I'm not sure how you get Bay out of that, but hey, I'm just kind of stupid and can't read. This Behar person, maybe Orrin Hatch needs to go to jail for supporting Donald Trump. Now, you can laugh at it and say that's no big deal, but look, they're talking about going to jail for supporting Trump. They're talking about putting people in jail because they don't believe in climate change. They're trying to put people in jail over the United Nations. It's trying to put people in jail saying, if you criticize the immigrant trains coming to America, you should go to jail. They're talking about going to jail for almost everything, and you can laugh at it until they, oh, wait a minute. Steve Stockman criticized the IRS, and he's in jail. And we need to really realize this is, they're getting serious. They're taking off the gloves, Sheriff.
Yeah, and are you talking about Joy Behar on The View?
Is that who it is, Kurt? I don't know. It just says Behar.
That's right.
Like, it sounds like she's that stupid.
That's right.
She's really been extremely stupid.
Well,
how do you get Behar
It's all part of separating the president from any of his supporters.
That's exactly
Orrin Hatch has been a supporter of the president. And, I mean, it's hard to find good things that Orrin Hatch has done, for me at least. But I was kind of pleased with that.
Under the give credit where credit's due. There it is, right, Kurt?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, hey, Donald gets even broken clocks are right sometimes. Hey, Orrin Hatch is right on, there. Wow. All I'm telling you is it's very interesting, though, this Behar literally saying that maybe Orrin Hatch needs to go to jail for supporting Trump. I mean, imagine saying that kind of stuff and having credibility at all.
Yeah, and we could certainly talk a long time about Orrin Hatch. But, we've done this on the show. I do it every day. Students ask me about if I like Trump. And I said, it's not a matter if I like him. I said, we're just trying to judge presidents by what they do. We really had a problem, and many of you still have the problem of just blindly believing that Barack Obama was wonderful. I even challenged one class that I said, why don't we just list all the accomplishments and scandals of both Barack Obama and Trump, and let's just put them side by side and make a comparison. And they were just thrilled to be able to
do that. Why don't you put Jesus up there, too? We'll just put all three of them there now.
But, So, and another thing that this is out there that, let's get rid of Trump. Well, I'll tell you right now, Mike Pence would be a wonderful candidate in 2020, and I think much better than Trump. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if Trump left. It really wouldn't, except by doing so illegally. That's where I really come on the side of President Trump, because everything they're doing is so one-sided, so hypocritical, and some even flat illegal and corrupt. Totally corrupt. And so if they don't do the same with Hillary Clinton, and if they don't do the same with Barack Obama, then I'm not going to come out and say, we need to do that to Trump. And so I think he's tried in a lot of ways to keep his promises, but there's also still, like Tucker Carlson has said, there's still so many things he promised to do that he hasn't done. And
And it's easy to overpromise and underdeliver, especially when you don't realize how deep the swamp is, and especially when they're attacking him at every single turn.
But to blame Trump for not having the wall up is just, I think, extremely short-sighted. narrow-minded, and it gives the president too much credit. I mean, he...
Well, I agree with that, except for Donald makes you believe that a lot of the wall's already built, and we had Stuart Rhodes on last Saturday for 2 hours, literally broadcasting live from the border, and the drug cartels control both sides of the border, and the border leaks like a sieve, sir.
Oh, absolutely. I've said the same thing. It is... Mexico is a cartel-driven country, and there's no question that the cartels are in charge of that border. No question.
And I think that Donald needs to double down and really say that. You know, when he says, oh, there's bad guys, rapists and murderers and maybe terrorists coming over, I appreciate that. He's right. But what we really need to do is expose the mainstream press as the liars that they are. He needs to basically get with Stuart Rhodes and sit down and with a candid media op and say, look, the border leaks like a sieve, and it's absolutely controlled by the drug cartels. Donald needs to go a lot further to make his point.
Where it's been easy to build a fence, there's been one there for quite some time. Where it's difficult to build a fence and difficult to navigate and walk, there's no fence. And there's still places you can swim across the Rio Grande or wade across the Rio Grande. And it's the only thing they do is they try to patrol it. Well, all they do is avoid the patrols and then sneak on through. And, you know, they still, how many people are coming into our country illegally every day?
Thousands, my brother.
It is. It's tens of thousands. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tens of thousands coming through. I don't know that it's tens of thousands every day, but you're right.
Well, yeah.
Okay. How many illegals do you think are in the United States? Kurt asked me that question the other day, and I'll tell you my answer in a second, but
well,
how many would you guess?
Even the pundits and leftists say 15 to 22 million.
So, what do you say, sir?
I think it's more than that. I think it's more than 22 million.
Any idea? What number would you give it? I gave Kurt a number.
I don't know. It's so speculative, and I don't have any hard data, but I would say it's 20 to 30 million.
Yeah, my guess was it's right around 30 million. And that's a startling number, folks. Big time. All right, anyway, enough of that, but I don't want to attack the president, even if he does struggle to read. I think we should be able to acknowledge it.
Yeah, that should never be a tactic.
And that should never be a tactic for attack or abuse or mocking or manipulation. I think it's completely wrong. Let's be very clear. Even if he does struggle to read, that you can't debate the guy's incredibly intelligent. They mocked him and said the economy would tank under Trump. We've had the best economy under Trump than in my entire 50-year lifetime, sir. Let's be very clear.
Well, the smartest kid in my class, my first period, he has a disability, emotionally and mentally.
All right.
And he's the smartest kid in the class.
And okay, so there's nothing wrong with acknowledging this. And where's the diverse population? Where's all the people that want to say women are down and blacks are down and everybody's, besides the white male, you know, where's all these people to come back and support President Trump right now? If it is true and in a time of need, where are all these people to come to the aid of his countrymen, right?
Right.
I mean, come on, people. So I don't bring it up to attack President Trump at all. I bring it up for the exact opposite reason.
Yeah.
All right, now, I guess there's a massive sex abuse scandal in the Boy Scouts, and the Boy Scouts may declare bankruptcy, sir. Did you hear this?
They're declaring bankruptcy?
They may declare bankruptcy, yes, sir. Did you see that, Kurt?
Yep. And... you know, at least in my opinion, it sure doesn't surprise me.
Well, yet. You drive out all the Christians. What do you expect to happen? You drive out all the Christians, and then you get rid of the word boy. So now it's the whatever scouts, the transgender scouts or whatever else. And people are wondering why they're on the ropes? I mean, come on. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just calling a spade a spade. It's like, what do you expect to happen? Wow. Roy Moore's in the news. Speaking of that. We'll tell you about that in a second. Sam Curtin, the good sheriff, Richard Mack on your radio. TheFreedomCoalition.com.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
One last quick point on the President of the United States being able to read. Let's say that he can read, Sheriff.
Okay.
Let's say he can read just fine. Then what I think Donald needs to do is he needs to come out and read, like, I don't know, the Declaration of Independence or something like that on air. Sure. In public, live, and just say, you know what? You thugs are so dishonest, so full of fake news, it is beyond imagination. And he should absolutely quadruple down in their face so hard they would lose all credibility. And then what he should say is, he already canceled the Christmas party, I don't know if you know this, for the media. But what he could do is he could say, not only have I canceled the Christmas party for the media, I can read, you guys are full of baloney. And he should shut down the fake news, prove he can read, and then he should say, I'm holding a media op for those who have defended me and who have been kind to me and who have been honest as they possibly can in the media. The new media taking center stage is having a Christmas party. Come to Washington. Come one, come all. And let's spend some time together and let's remake the press corps. Let's remake the media in America today. What would that do for the Donald in 2020? Okay, Donald could do that too.
Well, I think he needs... Boy, I sure apologize for my frog in my throat. It seems like I get that a lot on Fridays, doesn't it? Anyway...
You need to drink a lot more water, sir. And boy, eat some raw honey.
Water all morning. But...
you need raw honey then, buddy.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have had that piece of fudge.
Now that's the problem.
And you know how that fudge is, because I made it in your house once.
Yes, it's phenomenal.
But, I mean, there's a lot that the president needs to be doing, and I'm still going to harp on this. that he needs to back away from this whole thing, and he needs to, for maybe one tiny part, one fractional part of his presidency, he needs to do something spectacular, fundamental, and constitutional to set the example to the country and say, you know what? There's so much of this fake news. There's so much of this Mueller witch hunt. There's so much of this Russia scandal that now I've had it, and I am going to do what I promised to do. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to stand for the little guy, for the people who've been abused by the Obama administration and perhaps other previous administrations. But I am not going to allow the injustices committed by the Democrats and by the swamp of Washington, D.C. I am not going to allow these to stand. I have established a commission to review the arrests, bureaucratic arrests, of thousands of Americans who are in prison unjustly, and we're going to get these people back to their families.
Amen to that. We're going to do it before Christmas. Speaking of that, though, in my opinion, it's those who are in jail, but it's also those who have been literally wrongfully dealt with in the press.
Yeah, some of them aren't in prison. You're right.
Okay, like Joe Arpaio's a great example. Ammon Bundy's a great example. And I mentioned right before the pause, Roy Moore is a great example, Kurt.
Well, it's exactly right. You know, you could right a bunch of those wrongs, and you know, Judge Roy Moore has certainly been beat up with the. I believe he was wrongfully, basically, the election was stolen from him. And, you know, I think the president could go ahead and fix a lot of those things. There's just so much he needs to do. But on this whole justice thing and prison thing, he could put Sheriff Mack right in charge of it. And you could be the, you know, big helper there, Sam.
Well, and I don't even need to be a part of it. I just want it to happen. But
yeah,
I,
but you'd do a good job at it.
I'd be happy to, yes, and I would. But, you know, so many people start looking at me and go, oh, no, that's that crazy guy that says these crazy things on TV. You know, so I don't care if I'm there or not. I just want this done. I mean, I would like to be there and I would do well, but still, don't make it about me. Don't even let me get in the way. Just make this happen, Mr. President. But there's one other thing. Politically, I believe this would make him a hero to the American people, and there's just no way it puts the press and it puts the left in such a between a rock and a hard spot. How do they criticize the president for standing for the little guy, for standing for justice? How? I know they would do it. I know they would try it, but how would they legitimately get around that, and that the president and that Sheriff Clark and others can't see how this would benefit him and make him a hero and get him reelected? Because right now, everything is moving against the president, except maybe for his relationship with China. But China's economy has really taken a strong hit this morning, and it's hurt our stock market. He needs to quit worrying about the stock market. He needs to get in the position of making himself a hero. He can do it for himself. He can do it for the American people. He can do it because he loves America. Whatever the reason he does it, it's going to benefit him, and it's going to benefit America.
Yeah, and I'd throw in the, you know, since we're already working on the cool things, you know, make America great again, restore an honest money, get rid of the Federal Reserve, get rid of the income tax, the whole IRS thing. He could bring out the whole,
by the way, let me
the
stop you there,
that never was,
because you mentioned the IRS. Let me just stop you and say, now the Democrats are ready to double down and use the IRS against the Republicans. You ain't seen nothing yet, people.
Oh boy. Yeah,
so there you go. All right, so Roy Moore suing for $95 million after being duped by, who is this, Sasha Cohen? Is that who that is?
Who's he?
Yeah, this C-O-H-E-N, or something like that. It's a movie person or TV personality. I don't know who they are. Yeah.
Well, you need to know who these people are if you're going to bring them up, Kurt.
Well, it's a news story, and it's Judge Roy Moore going after him, and I like to see that.
Yeah, you know, so this comedian basically lures people into interviews and then snookers them about who they are and outs them and plays games, and Anyway, Roy Moore said, hey, you're doing that, and I'm going to sue you over it. And guess who's behind that lawsuit?
That's Larry Klayman.
Larry Klayman. I talked to Larry yesterday, by the way, in detail about a bunch of these cases. So there you go. All right, Schumer. Schumer roasts the Donald, they say, Kurt.
Well, that's what they say.
That's what my kids always say. They always say roasted.
They say Schumer roasts Trump. If Mexico paying for a while, then let's fund government. Now, what I think is so great is the president, all he's got to do is come back and say, look, you know, I'm for making the American people pay a whole lot less for all of their government, you know, unlike you, Mr. Schumer. And that's why I want this wall, because then we won't have to pay for all these illegal immigrants' health care, their education, all these other things. So we'll save so many billions by doing this one little investment. You know, that's what I'm about, making sure and saving the American people, Mr. Chuck.
Hey, what if Ben on his spare time teaches Donald to read?
Well, that's great. Those guys have been helping each other for a while.
Anyway, Schumer roasts Trump and says we need to fund government. Haven't we funded government to the point where we're 20-plus trillion in debt, Sheriff?
Yeah, tell them all to go home until we balance the budget.
Wow. Do you think Donald will really shut down the government?
Sure. Why not?
You think he will?
Well, they've done it before. And it's happened before. And
I had this crazy idea. You ready for it?
Yeah.
What if we just shut down all the unconstitutional parts of government and we keep the constitutional part running? And what if we just do it forever?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice?
Uh-huh.
Well, they could. Yeah. But what really scares both the left and the right is they find out that the states can find ways to run the national parks and take over things that are really the state's job anyway. And then we find out how irrelevant the federal government is, and that will scare the leftists and the rightists in Washington to the extent that they would do anything and everything to get the government back up and running.
That's a brilliant point. Utah did that very thing last time, didn't they?
Well, Arizona did it way back when Fife Symington was governor, and that was under Clinton, because this is nothing new. They act like this, shutting down the government is something new, and if any of them had any ability whatsoever, they would start working towards balancing the budget and having us work in the black instead of the red constantly, and prove to the American people that both the Democrats and Republicans have caused this national disaster known as $70 trillion in debt. And, they're both so incompetent because they're blinded by their own political agendas and selfishness that they can't see past their noses. And the biggest...
Well, hey, hold on now. Maybe they all can't read. They never read the bills they sign.
Well, of course.
But maybe it's that they can't read. What do you think, Kurt? You think it's that they can't read? Is that the problem?
Well, especially like Nancy Pelosi said, hey, we'll let you see it after you vote.
Nobody can read the amount of stuff they got to deal with.
That's impossible to read that way.
All right, don't worry. Cool Clint does it again, Kurt. Kurt wants to talk about Clint.
Well, Clint Eastwood, have you seen this new movie, Sheriff Mac, The Mule?
I haven't seen it yet, but we've been talking about going to it.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty good, and Clint Eastwood, you know, at almost 90 years old, is still useful.
What rated? Wow. What rated is it?
Probably PG, I don't know.
All right, I'll get my parents and go to it. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so Clint's in the news. The movie's called The Mule. Is it a movie about moving drugs across the Mexico border or what?
That's right, Sam.
It is?
And,
really?
Yeah. That's right. And by the way, you know, to me, the one really interesting thing to say is Clint Eastwood is 88 years old, and they tell us typically, you know, if you're past 60, you just need to retire and, you know, don't do anything or whatever. And yet,
yeah, Kurt's just bringing this up because he's about done in their world, right?
Well,
but you're actually done at 60 if you're conservative. Otherwise, you can go till you're like 350.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, it's a pretty cool story as far as I've been able to read. And the nice thing is, at least way down in the end of the story, is, hey, you know, he does better. He tries to fix a lot of things, etc. And you know, the fact is, at least I think, it points out that even old people have some value, Sam. They don't need to be just offed or
whatever.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know.
All right. Anyway, the movie's rated R, though, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, so you want to wait till VidAngel has it available, and then you can, you know, choose the particular filters you need to clean it up and watch it.
Yeah, or if you're me, you just skip it altogether.
I will tell you another movie that everybody should see with what you're suggesting, video cleanup, because it's not sexually wrong or sexually motivated at all. And that is American Made with Tom Cruise. And it actually shows how the CIA hired a pilot to run drugs down to Latin America for him. Gives the names, actually gives the name of the guy who Tom Cruise actually played, show how they ended up murdering him because he kind of messed up. But it's an amazing, that movie exposes so much about the dastardly deeds of the CIA and the drug trafficking that is worldwide that the United States has participated in, and then tries to claim we need $95 billion a year to fight the illegal drug trade. And it really is an amazing movie. Basically, the only thing that wrong with it is it just throws too many F-bombs. But I would call it a terrific training film, especially for law enforcement and for the freedom movement, if you want to see something that will really wake you up. That movie will really do. I was actually talking to Larry Pratt about it the other day.
You seen that?
Yeah, I guess it was about, no, I haven't, but it talks about, basically it's based on the whole Barry Seal thing.
Yep.
And if they wanted to go into it, it's got Clinton connections, et cetera. But
Kurt's letting me down,
they say they spent, or they brought in almost $135 million. I'm looking to see.
Why haven't you seen this, Kurt? I don't know what's wrong with you.
Well,
you know,
because
your point, Kurt, about bringing in the Clinton. Okay,
yeah.
Barry Seal was arrested in Arkansas, and the female prosecutor, DA, was going after him. He was handcuffed, and all these cops are around him. He says, "Hey, I'll give you guys all a Cadillac if you just let me go now, because I'm good. They're going to let me go. So you can either get a new Cadillac out of it, or you can just watch me walk away." And then she calls Clinton, the governor calls her and says, make sure you release him right away. And it's definitely Bill Clinton telling them, to release Barry Seal, and they come out and say, release him. And all these cops go, what? He's, I told you to take the Cadillac, and he walks out. And it totally brings up me.
Hey, man, what do you expect? That, and that's why I think Donald is disingenuous on the border. He acts like we're locking this thing down, and the Border Patrol folks are doing a great job. And, hey, the border people are doing the best they can, but you know what? You've got people above them that have literally rigged the system against all of us, and Donald needs to double down against it.
Yeah, it's all bull.
All right. Anyway, have you seen the movie American Made, ladies and gentlemen? You ought to see it. I don't know what rated it is, but there you go.
No, it's rated R.
All right. There you go. IG in the news, Kurt. What the heck is IG?
Inspector General. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to remember which one this one was. Oh, that's right. The one I just sent you.
Yeah.
The WorldNet Daily.
I tried to get to him as fast as I can so Kurt can actually remember him. You know what I mean, people? I mean, he's getting to be like 60 years old and stuff, so it's kind of rough.
That's right, man. That's right. I got to rub my head so I can still think.
He'll never be able to be president like that. I'm telling you right now.
WorldNet Daily's piece, the headline, IG colon, Mueller's office wiped data on struck page iPhones. Yep. I guess they say that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page were part of the FBI's investigation of the allegations of the collusion with Russia for the Trump campaign. During that investigation, they exchanged text messages expressing their hatred of Donald Trump, etc., and their efforts to make sure he wasn't elected. In a report of the Office of the Inspector General, that's the IG, in the Department of Justice, explained that when the IG was looking for the phones, Mueller's office responded that Strzok's had been reissued and reset. Mueller's records officer told the IG that as part of the office's records retention procedure, the officer reviewed Strzok's DOJ-issued iPhone after he returned it to the SCO, I have to look that up, and determined it contained no substantive text messages. Page's phone, which vanished for many months later, was located and found to have been reset.
Now, here's the bottom line, though. That's no big deal. Hillary did all that stuff, too. There's no accountability at all, Kurt.
That's right.
Bleach sheriff. No one's going to do anything to Peter.
No, of course good not. Point. No, absolutely not.
You know what we should be doing, though, is we should be tossing those folks in the clink.
Yeah.
There's Judicial a spot watch, if we take out Steve Stockman to put Peter.
Good point. Good point. And, you know, who knows? Maybe somebody will get after him and they'll, you know, the justice will be done. But
I wish it were true. Boy, howdy, do I wish it were true. All right. I guess there's a commission. We need more commissions, don't we, Kurt?
Well, yeah, but in this case, you remember that Parkland shooting, right, Sheriff, down in Florida? But anyway, now the commission down there, a 14-person commission, has voted to arm the teachers 13-1. And I don't know, maybe it's kind of impressive when they say that a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun.
What do you think? They want to arm teachers 13-1, Sheriff.
Yeah, I saw that story this week, and I was amazed to see that because it's receiving a lot of resistance across the country. And even in gun states like in Arizona, arming teachers is still receiving a lot of resistance. And, you know, I've talked to other teachers about it, and there's some of them who just really think that's the worst thing you could ever do. And I'm still saying just look at the equation that what happens on a school shooting or school massacre or murders. Every time it stops when somebody arrives with a gun. It's
a good guy with a gun, it stops every time. Now, I'm not really for arming teachers. I think you got to shut down all the government schools and then you won't need to arm any teachers. But anyway, I digress. I think what we got to do is have constitutional carry. And you know what? Teachers can do whatever they want, just like any other citizen should be able to. And then you wouldn't know who's armed and who's not, right?
But I would still like to see, even with that, I would still like to see the teachers who want to be trained, to train them and to get a real plan that once you start hearing shots going off, that the teachers actually immediately engage the plan to protect the kids and to take out the shooter.
Amen. I think we need to do it yesterday. It's the only common sense. But President Trump on the first day promised to get rid of these gun-free zones in government schools and on military bases. And I'm still waiting, Donald.
Yeah. The other thing I want to see when they, let the teachers have their, you know, choice of that, their weapons is, let them have a choice of putting up the Ten Commandments.
Oh, too, huh? Good point. Bring it. You're going off the rails for sure this time, but I love it. I'm in. Hey, black South African politicians in the news. Kurt, let's get to this story and then one other good news piece by the end of the hour, okay?
All right. Yeah. Apparently, this is what the headline is from the Mail Online folks. It says, black South African politician urges followers to, quote, kill whites, saying, we will kill their children and their women. I can't even say the name of it, but it says for every one black person killed, we will kill five whites. The BLF president even claimed cats and dogs owned by whites should die. He claimed the taxi industry was killing black people before a cheering crowd. He defended his remarks, which were in response to billionaire Johann Rupert.
It's yeah, you know what the dog's there, guilty of being owned like. By a white? See what I'm talking about?
Whoa. That's rough.
Guilty dogs.
Well, is it a white dog or a black dog?
Fair question.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a dog-eat-dog world, I'll tell you that right now. These black folks in South Africa are absolutely off the rails. How come nobody highlights it? When we bring it up, they say we're just alarmist extremists, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, that's pretty extreme. Good grief. You know, every time I do your show, I'm surprised, and I'm surprised why I would ever be surprised.
Hey, man. You're talking about Liberty Roundtable Live, but there ain't a show on the talk on the planet like it. Hey, man, who brings up more news than us, Sheriff? Anybody?
I don't know anybody that brings up more news and more pertinent information than this show anywhere in America.
Liberty Roundtable Live, baby. There ain't nothing like it. And I want to end on a good news note, okay? Think we can do that?
Yeah.
All right. I guess there's this lady. And it's good news and bad news mixed together. It's good news for the people. It's bad news on the side of the government. But this woman, well, she's inviting folks to Christmas dinner, isn't she, Kurt?
Yeah, she's a single mother of two, and she just feels like at Christmas, you know, some people are lonely. And so for 3 years ago, she started inviting people over to her house for a festive three-course meal. Now it's grown. They expect about 100 guests. They brought in almost $4,000 over the year to, you know, pay for the event. She's in trouble, though, now because the city wants the posters of her event removed. But the city came to their senses, Sam. And the Nottingham City Councilor, Linda Wooding, said it's a really worthy cause. There's been a genuine misunderstanding. Talking about putting up the posters and us making, well, you know, the city making them come.
So down. I'm grateful the city came to their senses. That's great news. I'm grateful that the lady has a Christian ethic in her heart to where she wants to, what, feed the hungry, Kurt?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I think it's also a Christmas opportunity. And I think, I don't know how you do this, but what if we made that go viral and paid it forward or whatever you want, created copycats all over? What would happen, Sheriff?
Ooh.
Man, I don't know. That's
dangerous.
That's a tough
stuff.
One. I really don't know.
I'll tell you what would happen. We'd have a little more Christian kindness in the world.
Well, you would hope so.
There'd be a little bit more people doing things for one another, a little more service, a little more Christian charity. And you wouldn't even need government in the middle of it. Pretty soon you might be
Here's
able to take
one more
people
real
off
quick.
Food stamps.
Kid Rock paid off $81,000 layaway debts for 350 customers at a Tennessee Walmart. That's another good one for you.
I like that guy.
Hey, man, good for Kid Rock. He hangs out with Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent's ratcheting back the rhetoric, too. Everybody's trying to get along and stuff like that. Hey, could someone let the liberals know? Can you do that for me, Sheriff?
I will.
Good work, sir. We appreciate it. And a Godspeed and a Merry Christmas to you and your family, sir.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liberty Roundtable Live on the air. If we provide value to you, do me a favor and reciprocate. Every penny will be used to pay for equipment, to pay for our travel, to cover things live just for you, and to tell the tale of liberty as we always do. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help us? LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.